beginning to share some of your fears about Helmut.
Why?
Remember what happened after Victor's funeral?
You mean when you found him at Victor's grave?
Yeah, I've never seen him grieve so. But when I mentioned that God had it all worked out, he refused to listen. He told me not to mention God's name around him again.
I remember. Of course I grieve for Victor. But in Christ, I know real peace. I have committed Helmut into his hands.
He has faced so much for a boy his age. A regime which loved him during his early years of his father. Then he was denied the education he wanted. And now, oh, Victor. He's so outspoken about his resentment that I fear for him. His railing against the communists could get him into trouble. I've tried to warn him, but he refuses to listen.
We can only pray, dear. Only pray.
He's been arrested.
Oh, no.
He was accused of neglecting work. Also for the crime of enmity against the People's Democratic Regime. A possible sentence of 6 years.
It's from Alenka.
Oh, Anna. It is Helmut.
Is he right?
He has been released from prison. Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, it is so hard to believe. Of course, you know, this means we must go home.
Absolutely. Helmut needs us now as never before. After 2.5 years in a communist prison, he will need all the love and support he can get. I will make plans immediately.
And I just cannot believe the difference in this country since Alexander Dubček has taken office. It is like a breath of fresh air.
Did you hear what the news said on the radio today? That all the injustices brought about by the police would be exposed, and the cruelties would be punished.
I have written a letter to Dubček. I think that Helmut would be pardoned. I explained the background of our family and told him the ways he has been harassed and persecuted. He may take some action on it if he certainly write a cry.
Oh, and there's a new freedom of religion. But the baby had been allowed to go to church and to start a Sunday school here in my home. I just cannot believe it.
I even think the day will come when the Salvation Army will be allowed to operate again.
You really think so, Joseph?
If the Ministry of Education and Culture is true to its word, I visited there and was promised that the Salvation Army would be able to commence work sometime in September.
Joseph, really?
Yes, that is what they told me, Anna. And the fact that we are free to travel and visit relatives in Europe, oh, it is so exciting.
Unbelievable. We will be able to visit my parents.
And our friends and relatives in England and Holland.
Oh, Joseph, do you think there is a chance that things will really change? It seems like such a long time that the Nazis first and then the communists. This man Dubček has given the whole country new hope.
We must not put our confidence in man, Anna. Only if the Lord gives. Only if he gives, will there be a new country. Satan is still very much alive, and this could be another deception. But let us take advantage of it while we may, huh? This would not hurt to make contact in other countries in any event.
And next week, we leave for England and West Germany. Oh, for the first time in how many years?
I would not take time to count them. We name is our train.
Forgotten that real freedom is like this. Think of that beautiful here in Amsterdam. Oh, I didn't mean just the physical beauty. But the air seems to be free. We can walk where we like, say what we like, do what we like. Oh, oh. Oh, for a moment, I thought.
I know it is. It is hard to break the habit of so many years. I will get it.
Mr. Joseph Corbell?
Yeah.
Telegram for you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
What is it?
A telegram. From whom?
Who is it from?
It is from Jamaica. Oh, Anna. It is him, Lord.
Is he right?
Yes, indeed. Oh, praise the Lord. The letter I wrote to Bridget. It must have been taken into consideration.
Oh, it is so hard to believe. Justice finally being done in Czechoslovakia.
Oh, of course, you know, this means we must go home.
Absolutely. Come with Egypt now as never before. After 2.5 years in a communist prison, he will need all the love and support he can get. I am sure our friends and relatives will understand why we must cut our trip shorter. I will make plans immediately. That your release was an answer to our prayers?
I know that, Father. I learned a great deal while I was in prison. For one thing, I'm more determined than ever to develop my skills as an engraver. I had some opportunity in prison.
Ah, good, good.
I also had plenty of time to think about things.
Yeah?
Things you and Mother told me through the years were. And maybe you've been right to hold on to your faith. Although I don't agree with all of it, I. Neither do I totally reject it.
That is good, son. Oh, there are things that I still don't understand. But there is so much that the Lord has done for us. I am not going to reject the good and the obvious for the sake of a few things I do not understand.
You know, Father, I feel much closer to you now. I think I can understand what a strong father I had all these years. And for that reason, I feel closer to you. And for the same reason, there is something I feel I must do very soon.
Huh? What is that?
It is something I must not speak of, even to you. But it is something I am determined to do.
Oh, Helmut, I believe I know what it is, even though we should not speak of it. I had a letter from Colonel Bertram Loder in Oakland. And as always, his letters are encouraging, but in this last one, he said something that, well, I think I know what he means, but again, I am not sure.
Of course, his father.
He ended his letter by admonishing me to quit playing and get music. Things here seem to be taking a positive turn.
Don't be fooled, Father. It cannot last.
You must tell me that Dubček in control.
Oh, I am in control, really. You know as well as I that this period must soon end.
How can you be so sure?
It's the nature of communism, Father. Slow and deliberate in gaining its ends like an ocean wave. They will tolerate Dubček for just so long, and then...
Oh, you are too suspicious, Helmut. Why, I have just spoken to the Ministry of Education and Culture, and they assure me that Salvation Army activities will be resumed in Czechoslovakia.
And in the meantime, all of you who have been underground for so long are coming to the surface and are exposing yourselves. An easy prey.
But it seems that things have really changed for the good.
For now, Father. For now.
Thousands of soldiers from the Soviet Union are invading our country from all sides, using all means of transportation. Early this morning, Soviet troops began moving across the border, and virtually every village and city has been occupied. We do not know...
Turn it off, Anna.
Don't you want to hear the rest of the broadcast?
What else is there to hear? Dubček has disappeared. The Russians are here. That can mean only one thing. Helmut was right.
What do you mean?
He must leave the country.
Oh, Joseph, you. The town.
I do not know, but he must go. It'll be just about to finish his 6-year term, and you know what that means.
But Eva is in the hospital. She cannot resist him.
I know that, but he must go or face the prison term. I think he may be falling along and has been making plans. He may even be gone now, for all we know. That is what I prayed would not happen. We must all make plans to leave.
Why, Joseph?
Now they know who we are. We have all been so excited about the possibility of starting Salvation Army activities again, we have let down our guard.
Joseph, this is more frightening than anything that has happened to us ever before.
The Lord will be with us, as he has in the past. We must trust him, pray, and plan. And that is what Colonel Loder meant.
Colonel Loder?
I will explain later. Now, Anna, we must make plans.
Getting a passport for this marathon myself. Oh, Joseph, I cannot leave without you.
You must. The Lord will work it out. I must stay here and help Eva to get across the border. With both Helmut and Erica gone, she is all alone here. Elenka and her family are safely in Switzerland, and so we are the only ones left to go.
Joseph!
There is no time to think about it now, Anna. We must do what we must do. The borders are closing quickly. Only the Austrian border is opened. Hungary, Poland, East Germany are Russian allies. And the West German border is so heavily guarded, there is no chance there. Austria is your only safe. You must play.
Are you sure we are doing the right thing?
Could we leave Eva here alone?
No, but...
The arrest and killings have begun again. And with the thousands who are trying to cross the border, it will become more and more difficult to cross. You and Erica must go now.
No, my right, Joseph. How shall we stay in touch?
Friends in the Salvation Army, Mr. Goodwin. You have the name. Let me know where you are at all times. Now, Anna, Alice. I am so glad you're finally getting out of the hospital, Eva.
Oh, so am I, Father Corbin. I was so afraid that with my dear Helmut gone, I would be the only one.
The Lord is not people for us. The others are safely out of the country, so now we must join them.
Where are they?
Anna has your little Erica in Switzerland, so I have heard from friends there. I have not heard from Erna directly. The communists have confiscated all of their letters.
How do you know this is?
Some letters somehow get through. I have put some friends there, but she secured permission from the Swiss authorities for this visa, but I never received it. As you already know, Helmut is waiting in Austria, and Elenka and her family are in Switzerland with Anna.
Oh, how sad that they had to take it from your apartment.
It's not so sad when you realize that they are now fleeing, yeah? It is not an easy thing to give up by its homeland. I don't realize how much we are tied to our land until we have to give it up, huh? But the Lord has a new land for us.
You don't
need me, Papa. You must hurry and pack. I will be back for you at the dealer this around 6.
Papa.
And remember, mention nothing of this to any of the neighbors.
Going. It's frightening, but it's frightening. Ben, I
have to say
anything.
Eva, I have to tell you something.
Oh,
I'm not going with you.
I'm not going with you.
Oh.
I'm not.
When I returned to my apartment, there was a letter.
Was it bad news?
Oh, no. It was another opportunity the Lord has given me for service, and I must take care of it before I go. Three missionary friends have written to me from Vienna. They are coming to Czechoslovakia on a children's crusade and need me to guide them around the country.
But
I feel that this is his opportunity. These friends are willing to risk their lives for the children behind the iron curtain. Eva, I cannot hear them.
But Papa, what will I do? I am going to stay, Austin. Don't leave me now, Papa. I'm
so afraid.
I cannot go alone.
Eva, dear Eva, you must have faith and trust in God. It is not easy for any of us. Everyone has been frightened, but the Lord has taken care of each one. He is with you. You are not alone. Helmut will meet you in Vienna at the station.
But what
if he's not there? Yes, here is my gift. Give it to the cab driver, and he will take you to Salvation Army friends there. They will pay for the cab. Now, please, Eva, do not be afraid. Goodbye, dear, and God bless you. Hurry now, and get on the train.
Brother Joseph, how can we ever thank you for what you have done?
What I did was of the Lord's will. His joy and reward are sufficient.
Oh, but for you to stay behind, it has been weeks. We thought it would be only 3 or 4 days.
It was well worth while. To see so many of those little children turning to the Lord, it could have been worth it to stay 3 months.
I am afraid your schedule must be rather disoriented now because of the extra time you spent with us.
Oh, not at all. The Lord is the Lord of time and schedules. He will see that I am reunited with my family.
Friend, I know that you have a reward waiting in heaven, but I do want to thank you most heartily. You did far beyond what was required.
And you risk your freedom to come over and do this. You know, we all serve a wonderful Lord, and he has our lives in his hands.
Ah, thank you, Brother Joseph. Thank you again. God bless you, and goodbye.
Goodbye, and may the Lord see you safely back across the border.
Oh, and you also. Goodbye.
A note on the floor.
Someone must have slipped it under the door.
Disappear as soon as possible. The secret agent who is our friend gave us notice that you are again to be arrested. The police are looking for you. No speech to here. How long has it been? Yeah. I have been gone for 3 weeks showing those missionaries around the country. Has the note been here one day or a week?
I have known that my whole family is in the country. I wonder if they are keeping my apartment under surveillance. No, I could not go to another imprisonment. I would never see my family again, alone.
Only you can help me and protect me. Again, I place my life in your strong hands. Thank you for what you're going to do. Amen.
It was so hard to leave home. The pictures of my children from their childhood. Flowers I planted on the Lenka's wedding day.
Order in 10 minutes. The Austrian border, 10 minutes. Have your passports ready.
But the stumble having the fever. My family is waiting. Just one more obstacle and...
Border control. Passports, please.
The Russian border patrol.
Passports, please.
Three of them. I didn't know they would be here with the Czech guard.
Passports, please.
I wonder what that list is yet in his hand. He's checking names against that list. What if...
Yeah, I see your passport, sir.
My passport, sir? Yeah. Now, of course.
Joseph Corbell?
Yeah, sir, that's right.
Czech citizen.
Yeah.
I need to hold on to this for a while.
Oh, but, sir...
Passport, please. Passport, please.
Why has he kept my passport? Why did he put it in his pocket? Oh, Lord, please, don't let him...
Please, have your passport ready. You delay things when you do not. Passport, please.
I am so concerned I cannot. Maybe that's what he's doing. Testing me to see if I look suspicious. I'll just look at the window and pretend I do not know what he's doing. Oh, he's taken it from his pocket. He's checking it against the list. Oh, Lord. Lord, please. If my name is on the list, you are such a miracle. You could even make him overlook it. Oh, please, Lord. He is coming this day. I will continue to look out the window.
Mr. Corbell?
Yeah?
Where are you going?
To Vienna, to visit family.
How long will your visit last?
Oh, about a week.
Here is your passport. Now, may I see your passport?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Please, help me to stay calm until we have crossed the border. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Bertha, Joseph, how good to see you. So you made it safely across.
Yeah, thank the Lord. He was watching over me all the way. And I thought the biggest part of my troubles were over.
You mean getting across the border?
Yeah, but now, how do I go about finding my family?
That will be quite a task, I'm afraid. Now, some 45,000 Czech refugees spread all over Vienna in various camps. Some have been relocated already.
Relocated?
Yeah. The countries that have opened their borders, America, Canada, West Germany, England, Australia.
But how will I go about finding my family? It's not there. Some central location or something.
No, I'm afraid not. There's so many coming in, it's all the authorities can do to keep them housed until they can be relocated. I will tell you that your son Helmut was here with us at the Salvation Army for a few days.
Helmut here?
Yeah, but when his wife arrives, they move away. I do not know where they are now.
Well, at least that player was handled. He were alive here safely and they found each other.
Now, the camps do have lists of refugees who are living there. You can check with each camp until you locate your son.
Then that is what I must do. Oh, thank you. Thank you for all you did for Helmut and Eva.
It was our pleasure, our pleasure. Goodbye, Brother Joseph. We'll be praying that you soon locate your son.
Thank you. And God bless you.
Pardon me, sir. Is there a Helmut Corbell and his wife staying here?
Corbell?
Yeah?
Corbell. No Corbell.
Do you have a Helmut and Eva Corbell in this camp?
Helmut Corbell?
Yeah?
No, not here. What's that name again?
Corbell. Helmut Corbell.
No one by that name here.
Nope.
No one here by that name.
All right. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. I couldn't help hearing you shouting. Are you looking for Helmut Corbell?
Yeah, he is my son. Do you know where he is?
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. He and Eva stay close to where I was. He became good friends.
Do you know where he is?
Certainly. I have lived with him just today. Come along. I'll show you where they live.
Father, you made it. Yeah, thank the Lord. And Eva told me you had to stay in Czechoslovakia. I was really afraid we'd never see you again.
Oh, the Lord had some work for me there. And I knew that if it were his will, we would all be together again. Ah, Helmut, Helmut, how have you been?
I'm fine since Eva arrived, but we have not located Mother and Erica. Do you know where they are?
Other than Switzerland? No.
But we must locate them. We are making plans to go to America.
America?
Yeah. I already have a job opportunity there, but we can't leave without Erica.
Then we will pray. The Lord has worked miracles before.
But Switzerland, how do we go about it? Do we just start asking people if they know where Mrs. Joseph Corbell and Erica are in Switzerland?
We will ask the Lord. He knows. He put them there.
Papa, Papa, oh, I wish I had your simple faith.
I have come to ask if you here at the mission headquarters would play with us about something.
Of course we will. How we've appreciated all of your translation work. It saved us so much time and effort. I don't know what we American missionaries could have done without your help.
I thank the Lord I was able to be of service. My people need the gospel, now especially. The enemy is very deceptive. His half-truths are more harmful than his lies. Most people can recognize an out-and-out lie, but when it is clothed with an appearance of truth, it is not easily recognizable.
The truth is needed. The pure truth of Jesus Christ. Oh, but I'm off the subject. What is it that you wish us to pray about?
Well, since coming to Vienna, I have been fortunate enough to locate my son Helmut and his wife Eva.
Yes, well, that's not an easy task with so many refugees all over the city.
The Lord worked a miracle. But now we need another. Helmut and Eva are making preparations to go to America, but their little daughter, Erica, is with my wife, Erna. Well, of course, they will not go without their daughter. I do not know where Erna is. I know she is in Switzerland.
Bless you. I just heard from Erna.
You heard from Erna?
Yes. I think I have the postcard right here in my desk. Let's see. Where did I put... Oh, yes, here it is. She says, we are enjoying this beautiful country. I have little Erica with me, and Alenka and her family are here also.
Alenka there too? Praise the Lord.
We have not heard from Joseph, but are praying for his safe arrival.
Oh, when did this card arrive?
Just last week.
May I see it?
Of course.
Praise the Lord. Our prayers are answered before we ask them.
How so?
Look, a return address is on the card.
Yes, it is.
The Lord has sent me to the right place at the right...
Our lives have been one miracle after another.
And it is hard to leave. Here we are, serving the Lord here in Switzerland. Our children safe and happy in America. What more could we want, huh?
Joseph?
Yeah, dear?
Do you think we could ask for one more miracle?
We could. Unless we think the Lord is running out of them.
Oh, I know he could do it, but I wonder if it would be fair to ask.
We will leave that decision to him. What would you ask?
Joseph, I long to be with the children. Do you think we could ask?
I have asked the Lord for that miracle many times, Anna. Evidently, he does not think of it as an unfair request.
What?
Oh, I meant to tell you, Anna. I just received word. We are being transferred to Chicago. Praise the Lord. Our prayer is answered.
Amen.
the 28th and concluding chapter of In My Enemy's Camp, the story of Joseph Corbell. Based upon the book by Joseph Corbell, this series was adapted for radio by Van Trapp. Don Struth was heard as Joseph Corbell, and Edie Fisher portrayed his wife, Erna. Stories of Great Christians is produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. This is Walter Carlson.